Well, since you don't know what kind of car you are looking for, let me tell you about all the different types of vehicles on the market. Then you can decide which one will be best suited to you. First, let's talk about four-door sedans. Sedans are a good choice for most automobile shoppers. The enclosed trunk offers security, while the rear doors allow easy entry for rear seat passengers. Most luxury vehicles are four-door sedans because they're more comfortable than most other body styles. A smaller car is a two-door coupe. Coupes are usually driven by single adults or childless couples. Many of them have a hatchback instead of a trunk to allow large items to be carried for short distances. The rear seats are difficult to access as the front doors must be used. A larger car is a station wagon. An active family will want to look at minivans, sport utility vehicles, or station wagons. In most of the world, station wagons remain the first choice for active families. Station wagons offer more stability, better gas mileage, lower insurance rates, and SUV-sized interiors. You won't lose your all-wheel drive either, as Subaru, Volkswagen, Audi, Volvo, and Mercedes-Benz offer all-wheel drive on all of their wagons. Let's talk about a fun car, a convertible. Most convertibles are sports cars, meaning two seats, high-performance engines, and superior handling. However, GM, Ford, Mitsubishi, and Chrysler offer a few normal convertibles, that is, regular production coupes with four seats and convertible tops. Luxury convertibles are available from BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, and Volvo. Convertibles are great when the weather's perfect, but their drawbacks are obvious. And even more fun, and more expensive, sports cars. Sports cars were originally European two-seat roadsters designed for both daily travel and weekend racing hobbyists. The term sports sedan is a term to describe a four-door vehicle that handles like a sports coupe or roadster. Recently, we've seen luxury cars advertised as luxury sports sedans. Sports cars are cool and fun to drive, though impractical for daily transportation. You'll need a garage to store them in and a second mortgage to pay for their insurance. But if you've got money to burn, go for it. Then there's the minivan. If you're constantly carting kids or cargo, a minivan may be your best choice. Most models offer comfortable seating for seven. Minivans drive and handle just like a car, with the bonus of better visibility due to a higher center of gravity and an upright driving position. Don't look for minivans to handle your boat or trailer towing duties, as front-wheel drive vehicles have a very limited towing capacity. One of the most popular cars out there right now is the sport utility vehicle, or SUV. Although they're designed for off-road usage, 98% of them never leave the road, fortunately for our wildernesses. If a wagon isn't for you, the car like SUV rides and handles significantly better than the rest. Unfortunately, they guzzle a lot of gas, so you may want to think twice before buying one. My personal favorite is the pickup truck. More new pickup trucks are sold in this country than any other type of vehicle. The smaller models now offer quad or crew cab four-door versions with seating for five adults. Full-size models offer extended cabs with smaller third and fourth doors, giving access to the rear seats. Standard rear-wheel drive versions don't handle well on snow or ice without a substantial amount of weight in the rear of the truck. When equipped with towing packages with 8 or 10 cylinder engines, these rear-wheel drive vehicles can tow large boats and trailers. Full-size two-wheel and four-wheel drive pickups get about 15 miles per gallon. Nowadays, many people are giving up their gas-powered cars for electric, which now come in all shapes and sizes. You can get an electric four-door sedan or an electric SUV. The obvious pro, you don't have to buy gas, which has gotten pretty pricey lately. You just plug it in and charge it up. But in order to charge it, you either need to install a charging station at your house or you need to go to a charging station and sit in your car while it charges. Also, you may not be able to go as many miles as you would in a gas-powered car, and if you take a long road trip, you'll have to stop and charge it.